This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. It's the sixth week of the 12-week session, and the budget is taking center stage today and tomorrow. As House Appropriations Chairman Jim Fannin says, they want to hear from you.
Our public days for comment is April the 14th and April the 15th.
Appropriations has heard from all the State Department heads and keeps finding more budget holes. Last week, State Education Superintendent John White told the committee his department has a $55 million hole this fiscal year, which ends June 30th. He says next year's budget is short as well.
So how much would you think that it would be short?
$50 million.
$50 million?
Yes, sir.
Funding for health care is also problematic, with $628 million of one-time money being used for recurring expenses in the Medicaid program. DHH Secretary Kathy Kleber noted, under intense questioning, that the Division of Administration chooses the funding sources. Fannin responded,
I'm just pointing out that we're digging us that hole deeper and deeper.
And late last week, the Federal Centers for Medicaid Services notified the state they will withhold $307 million from Louisiana's Medicaid funding. It's all because, with the exception of the Baton Rouge facility, privatization deals for the former charity hospitals have not yet received the blessing of the feds. Public testimony on the budget over the next 2 days is expected to raise even more questions of unfilled needs rather than answers on how to pay for it all. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.